Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show as the Yankees try to sweep the Seattle Mariners. My name is John Boy. Jake is coming live from a parking lot in a storm. Jim?
Storm might have just ended. The rain, no rain. Thunder and lightning, very loud. Parking lot, T-neck. New Jersey, where I was born.
Ad for Teaneck, New Jersey. Glad we got you here, Jimmer. Yankees going for the sweep. And, man, Jim, have you seen the lineup yet?
Same as yesterday.
How about it?
Are the Yankees finally saying, like, maybe defense matters?
They're saying maybe defense matters. They also said Miguel Andujar has some hand stuff going on. He got some x-rays done.
Wow, BBD loves hand stuff.
Yeah, I mean, happy. If anyone is looking to give BBD hand stuff on his birthday, please DM any one of us, and we'll see what we can set up.
Just tweet a picture of your hand at BigBabyDavid_.
Yeah, and maybe grab something cylindrical. Is that the word?
Cylindrical?
Cylindrical. See.
Are you trying to say phallic?
No, Jimmy. Jimmy, BBD, how are you doing? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I am well.
That's huge.
Happy to be here.
That's huge. One more year to go for BBD. If you don't remember the Yankees lineup from yesterday, David John making long gone batting leadoff. Aaron Judge second. Gary Sanchez third. Stanton cleaning up, DHing. Luke Voit hot in the five hole. Gleyber Torres at shortstop batting sixth. Gio Urshela at third batting seventh. Brett Gardner hitting eighth in center. And Timmy Locastro playing left field. With the full Monty, Jordan Montgomery on the bump. Jim, you like this team?
Yeah, I like it. It's good. Gary, day after night again. They don't usually do that, but Cole's a baby, so they're making him do that. I'm fine with it. Give me some more T-Lo. He was exciting.
Yeah, man. T-Lo fever. Could be sweeping the Yankees soon. And, yeah, the Gary stuff is a little interesting because I think Cole's lined up for Saturday, which you'd think that means they run Gary tomorrow too. So interested to see how that plays out. We'll talk about more of that on the Talkin' Yanks recap episode coming up tonight after the game. Anything you're watching for in particular, Germ?
He's just having real good contact, so, and really good at bats, and for the whole team to just be swing first at bats, it feels so different. Like the last two games, they're just swinging early in counts, and I love that. So I just want that to stay. Just, you know, I think I'd love to go see the data on it. Maybe I'll pull it when I'm home, but it felt like they were swinging, if not at the first pitch, then at the second pitch last night.
Yeah, especially with Kikuchi. It was clearly the game plan. They were trying to jump on that cutter in, and they were doing a great job of it. So, interested to see Logan Gilbert on the bump tonight. Pretty big pitching prospect for Seattle. He's been good so far. Wonder if they have the same approach. Wonder if they want to see what the kid's got for a little bit and try to work him. But, seeing them jump on Kikuchi early, Man, and it was kind of just enough. Like, last night's game ended up 5-4. I kind of ended up in a fever dream on my couch, just, like, rolling in and out of consciousness. Enough about me. But that was fun last night, at least to start.
Yeah, I got too tired. I tweeted it out. I just decided I gotta go to bed. I'm old. Well, we killed ourselves in the sun playing blitzball yesterday. So,
dead.
And we had to get up early for 9 o'clock record session today. So when they were up 5-1 going into like the 6, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep. And as I laid in bed, I had it on my phone. The home run gets hit and it becomes 5-4. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I still didn't make it. I laid sideways with the game on the laptop and said, I'll watch as much as my body lets me watch. So I missed the 9th inning, I believe.
Okay. I've got a little what to watch for today. I'm watching Gary. Gary has had a hitless July so far. He's currently 0-15 in July, 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. So he was late on his Kikuchi at bat. The announcers were all over that. Man, it'd be really nice to get him off the schneid before Houston. So interested to see. You know, Gary's hot streak / good first half. His OPS dropped into the 7s after last night's game. So really want Gary to not limp into the break, and hopefully he can rack up a couple knocks, Gare Bear.
Okay, good. Go, yeah. Gary, go.
Go, Gary, go. Jim, that brings us to the pitching path to victory. Mariners, they're rolling out a lot of the same guys. None of them have been too exciting. Any Mariners takes?
No.
Right?
I mean, and not to be rude, like, if I have to give Mariners takes, I'll do some research and I'll talk about them on Talking Baseball, and we do that a lot. But, you know, yesterday in the pregame show, someone was saying, like, we don't prep because we don't talk about the other team. The Yankees pregame show.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Talking Yanks pregame show. Yeah, J.P. Crawford's been kind of fun, at least defensively. He won the Gold Glove, so he's cool. We like Jake Fraley's look, and Tom Murphy kind of has an okay look too. Kind of a big, he's got like a 90s catcher look, which I kind of like. And that's your Mariner scouting report.
I don't think they have any like real relievers that are part of their winning formation unavailable.
Whoa. BBD was so much louder than Jake there. Do whatever he's doing.
Do whatever he's doing. I'll speak into BBD's mic, which he keeps under his desk. Jim, the pitching path to victory today, Jordan Montgomery on the bump. Interested to see last night, Sessa threw 36 and a really big outing for him. Nelson threw 32. He'll be out for today. Loaiza and Swag Green, 18 apiece. You'd like to think Chapman is back in play today with the off day, and I guess you'd like to think they only use one of Johnny or Chad, especially heading into Houston.
If it's a 3-run game or a save situation, I believe it'll be Litke, Johnny, and Chad that they use, and hope Monty can hand the ball to those three and get a couple from Litke. They could use Wandy because they have so many lefties to end an inning. But I mean, if it's a save situation, I still don't think Chapman's there. I think if it's, you know, 5 runs or more, then Chapman can kill an inning for you. But not with how well Lasagna and Chad looked yesterday. You can't go back to Chapman until he gives you a 1-2-3 inning and swap.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I'm interested to see where the Yankees are at. You know, I think that 4-5 run range gets really interesting. Under 3, you'd like to think they're going Johnny and Chad. Interested to see, because I could also see this Yankees team being like, oh, yeah, Chappie had a clean one. Let's get him another clean one in Seattle so he's ready for Houston, which is a little bit of a scary thought process. Man, I think it is going to be a ton of lefties today. Wandy didn't pitch. Litke is well-rested. Justin Wilson still waiting for his chance to make it happen. And with Sessa out, you're saving King. A lot of lefties for the Yanks.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, Justin Wilson. How about this? The Yankees go up 8 runs.
Mm.
They bring Wilson in. He gets 3 outs, but he gives up 3 runs. Now it's a 5-run lead. Then you use Chapman.
It's perfect. That's your pitching path to victory. No brainer.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jim, the Homer draft is brought to you by FOCO. I'm wearing the robe, Jim, in the studio. Nice day for it. FOCO, you guys might remember they were the MLB masks forever. They've got all sports of MLB license product right now. Like I mentioned, I am in the robe. You've seen Jimmy in the straw hat, Jimmy with the good eyes, tank top, sports shorts. They have everything, bobbleheads, whatever you're looking for. FOCO has it for your fandom for 162 and beyond. So go to foco.com/johnboy and use code johnboy15 for 15% off. Go check them out, guys. It's like perfect gift stuff. It's perfect fan stuff. Foco.com/JohnBoy, code JohnBoy15, 15% off. Jimmer, for debt, I haven't been able to play the Stanton Judge cards right all year. You are all over it with their homers the past 2 games. And I think, do you have the nod today? Do I have the nod today?
I believe Jake has the first pick today.
Okay, so I've taken...
What the fuck?
Okay, just a cuss into the Homer draft.
Yeah, you have the first pick. BBD is right.
Huge. Let's see. I've taken Judge, Gio, Stanton, and Gary. Those are a couple of power players there, huh? Man, I am going to take. So I have to take Void. I haven't taken him yet, but he will be my second pick. So I will take DJ and Gliber kind of had good swings yesterday. I'll go DJ and Voit.
Who'd you go? DJ and who?
DJ LeMahieu and Luke Voit.
Oh, wow. You didn't take Gary when he's on the board for you?
I took Gary yesterday, James.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not listening. I will be taking Gio Urshela.
Yep.
And I'm, like, super happy with that pick. He hit a ball yesterday where he just rocked it, and I liked it. I'll take Urshela and... I mean, Glaber's in the same boat as Guardian LoCastro now. He's just not a power guy.
Ain't been yet.
But I'm gonna take him. Take Gio and Gliber.
It's good. Gliber had some good swings yesterday. A couple
did he
swings.
Get one to the track or
yeah. Him
step
and
in front?
Him and DJ both hit balls yesterday that would have been home runs in 2020 and 2019. Doesn't help this year. Doesn't help.
What's
this
the
year.
Over under? I think I got a minute left before I bounce.
Over under today. Gilbert versus Monty. I'd guess
the number. Do you
nine?
Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Number's 8.5.
8.5? What?
Yep. According to DraftKings Sportsbook.
Don't they know these are the New York Yankees?
And they're back.
Under. Did the under hit yesterday?
Push.
I think we're calling it a push because we saw 8.5 and then we didn't get a new number, so we bumped it to 9.
Over. I think the Yankees bullpen allows some.
Yankees bullpen allows some today. Monty.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, you know,
right.
Ends up being 7-5 again.
Irrelevant runs. What'd you take?
Over.
Over. I will go, hell. Heck. No, I think it's an under. I think it's getaway, and I think Monty's good. Although I hope these Yanks prove me wrong, and they got the hot first inning sticks, but Monty good. First time seeing a pitcher in Gilbert. I don't know. Seems like a
I
formula.
Think, I think my premonition, I think we get a Monty smile.
Ooh.
Or like a moment of levity that takes him out of his element real quick because he's been just piss and vinegar and full of angst on the mound, which I'm not mad about. I like it. But I think there's a moment where he just shows some teeth, smiley.
I like that. I'm seeing that in the post-game presser.
Okay.
But I like it. I like it a lot. I think today's a triple day. I'm pretty bummed yesterday. I always love a ball hits the bag promo, and I got it yesterday, but I didn't use that as my promo. I think we get a triple today. I think Tilo, Gardy, someone puts a ball in the Seattle gap, and they're running.
I love it, and I love you, and I love you, BBD. Happy birthday, and thanks, everyone, for watching. I got to go. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tonight on the series recap of the episode after the game.
Yep.
Bang.
Bye.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.